Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday. You know where your IT guys are. We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who think just because they share a brain cell, they're allowed to ride in the carpool lane. It's Patch and Switch.
I know, wait, he ended up with him. Someone must have did something in his cornflakes this morning, I think.
I think somebody broke a Tim Hortons mug and announcer boy's all frustrated.
I don't want to talk about that, actually. I don't want to talk about that. I'm having an issue with that. Okay, wait for the band to finish playing off. Thank you very much, band.
Thanks,
good
man.
Job over there. Good job.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so way to start the morning. My Tim Hortons ceramic coffee mug in my hand, happily swinging back and forth, walking towards the coffee machine in the bunker, and I misjudged the depth perception of the door frame, smashed against the door frame on the floor, and decides to end its life in unfortunate circumstances.
It's a mug that you bonded with.
Yes, and turned out the cleaning staff were just being nice and had moved it down beneath the sink area.
Yeah.
So if you're ever missing any dishes inside your common work area, kitchen that you might have at your place of work, check under the sink, because that's
where you found it.
Yeah,
but unfortunately,
it's like the location where all those missing socks go from the dryer. Same place.
All socks go to heaven.
They go under the sink.
Oh.
They have to keep the cups warm.
I don't find any.
You don't get that? No. Okay.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
I was about to say this is the weirdest named show. I think it's awesome. It's I want to say newt. It's not newt. It's what's that first word?
I don't know.
What is it today? I auto tweet those things.
So while you figure that out, DV Merlin, Firekiller, Jay Shock, Scott, how's it going, Ladwig? Also, Sean Lowe have joined us in the Patch and Switch chat room, which of course you want to do by going to blogtalkradio.com. And signing in. Create a free account. Yeah, sign in.
Make sure you grab the free one. Don't you have to pay for this.
And then we know who you are, and you guys can come join us in the chat room. And the chat room is actually bustling today.
It's on the wall, but I can't look at it because I'm looking in the wrong direction. So I was going to launch it on my thing, but I'm worried if I log in, it's going to kick you out again. How do we do that? Do I launch it as co-host? What do I do here?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's Gnosis Biohazard Fruit Loop.
Yes, Gnosis. I love Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loop. Fruity Loops.
DV Merlin is his first time to the show, so welcome.
Oh, nice.
And then I see Esposito has just joined us. We've got a new cast of characters today.
It is kicking it.
I do know that Patrick couldn't make it today because apparently he has an office function for more with free beer.
Oh.
And apparently free beer kind of does. I'm sorry, DV Merlin is a she, female. That's what we get for actually paying attention. At any rate, apparently Patrick thinks that free beer trumps the Patch and Switch show.
If someone offered me free beer at 9 o'clock in the morning, I think I might actually miss the show.
Well, we actually have a keg in the corner.
Yeah, that's true, but you know, it doesn't get tapped until 9:45.
Trust me, you don't want us drinking during the show.
Unless it was a coffee porter, perhaps, and then it would be tapped earlier.
Yes.
But I will say, the coffee in a paper cup is not quite as good.
It's compostable.
Compost?
Yeah.
Compostable?
Yes.
Compostable.
It's a compostable.
Compostable?
Yeah. Like, basically, it'll
deteriorate inside the cup.
Yeah.
So if you leave the cup inside your car, like I have before, in a day or two, it turns out that you no longer have a cup anymore.
Correct. And any liquid that was in said cup is now all over the
seat. But hey, this is a call-in show, and if you're interested, you're welcome to give us a call on the good old-fashioned plain old telephone system. It's 646-595-4888, or you can obviously use the Skype button. If you have a Blog Talk Radio account, you can click on the Skype button. It magically auto-launches some kind of client thingy or whatever it is and magically routes the packets over to wherever we are in the underground bunker.
Somebody say pot.
POTS.
Yeah.
Yeah, Plano Telephone System.
Yeah,
POTS
it.
Network.
Okay.
Got it?
Well, POTS. We are in Washington. You never know.
It is free. Not free. What did they say? It's for personal consumption in a private space. You're not allowed to walk around the streets with it. That's what the police say.
Correct.
Apparently.
D.V. Moreland says, she was at the Daytona 500 last month. Free beer at 7 a.m. My name is Patch, and I approve of this message.
Nice. Especially, that sounds similar to I remember walking to a very early New Orleans meeting rendezvous, and there were still people clamoring home with beer in their hands at like 6 o'clock in the morning from wherever it was. They were hole they were crawling out of.
One of them was probably me, if it was Thursday or Friday. Mm. But anyway. Sean Lowe says spring break starts for them this week, so he's got a nice easy day of installing System Center Service Manager.
Oh, very good. Service Manager.
Is that a nice easy day?
I've only ever installed it via automation with the PowerShell Deployment Toolkit, so I don't actually have firsthand knowledge with how difficult it is.
Ah, okay.
I will definitely say that.
Okay.
But we normally have 5 segments to the show. The first one is From the Trenches.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we have never managed to find that audio clip to add it into the soundboard. We should do that sometime.
Yeah, because apparently the show is such a priority in our lives.
It's a priority and very professionally produced, I will say.
Yes, allegedly.
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 Trenches. See, we're just working so well together. We're firing.
I have to ask you because... this is not a repeat of previous Trenches
episodes. What's up?
You're doing the same thing again.
I'm screwing around with the sand.
What is going on?
For some unknown reason, a gentleman by the name of Simon May, I believe, broke the sand.
Simonster broke it?
I say Simonster broke it.
Is that just because he's the FNG? Yeah,
He was doing something with the sand, and all of a sudden, I think he was on TechNet Radio.
Yeah,
a Skype call trying
TechNet
to do something.
TechNet Radio broke the sand.
TechNet Radio, and all of a sudden, the system became unresponsive. So I logged into the sand console, had to fire up my Java client to be able to get access to it. And then on the Java client, I'm looking at it, and it actually says that there were 9 disks that were offline.
9?
9 disks that were offline. And so futzed around with it for a while, did some more stuff and more stuff and everything else. And finally I had said, you know what, time for a BRS reset.
A what?
A BRS, big red switch reset.
Okay.
So I physically went over to the server room, unplugged the power. And apparently the proper order is to unplug the controller units and then unplug the drive units, the drive bays. And then count to 30. Do a 3/4 turn in the southeasterly direction, and then plug the control units back in, and then plug in reverse order, the drive units.
Who's doing the quarter turn in a southeastern direction? The card?
No, the individual is doing the power cycle.
Oh, okay. So do
cycle,
you put your left arm in and left
circle,
arm out before
yeah,
you do it?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's the left plug goes in, left plug goes out. Right plug goes in, right plug goes out. Left and right plug go in, and you shake them all about.
I wouldn't shake them.
No.
If
they're drives. Spinning drives, not a good idea to shake. And so did the power cycle, and then it came up. And this time, the Java console told me that the 8 drives or 9 drives were rebuilding. And I'm like, yay, I fixed it. No problem.
But do you really want 9 drives rebuilding?
Well, it took about 24 hours to rebuild 7 of the 9 drives, and then another 24 hours for the 8th drive to rebuild. And currently, the 9th drive is still in a rebuilding state. And that is now going on 7 days. I think something's wrong. But unfortunately, because that one drive is in a rebuilding state, this is where I don't know. The console tells me, do not remove any drives while you have one drive in a rebuilding state for fear of loss of data. So if it tells me that, with that kind of a warning message, I'm actually going to listen to it, which is contrary to most of what I normally do.
I know this.
And so,
far too well.
And so I'm in a rebuilding state, and I said, let's just leave it, and I'm still leaving it. But as a backup plan, I have gone ahead and repurposed and commandeered a cluster in the box running 2012 R2 with 8 spindle drives, 3 terabytes apiece, and 4 SSD drives, enterprise grade.
I did. Why you just didn't do this in the first place is you very true. Happen to be the CIB guru,
you know,
master.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Cheerleader, I guess you would say.
Obsessed.
Yeah. CIB. CIB. Yeah. So it was a matter of hardware availability. That box was already reassigned to do a different task, and then I made the executive decision, because I have, you know, all this executive decision-making powers, to go ahead and to repurpose it, and repurpose it for the purposes of storage. Repurposing for the purpose of storage.
Okay. Hey, look, Cheryl McGuire's joined us in the chat room. Hi, Cheryl. Glad to see you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We've got noobs all over the place. Noobs everywhere. Newbies. Let's see. What else? Have you done anything else in the trenches other than deal with this fan?
I have this fantastic blog series that I'm trying to write about Azure for server huggers. And I haven't been able to write anything because I've been too busy with my freaking on-premise hardware. But I will say, provisioning a CIB is nowhere near as easy as provisioning an A9 instance on Azure. It is so easy to provision an A9 instance on Azure.
But it's really easy to provision a cluster.
And I got a funny story to tell you that. I got a funny story to tell you. Here I am. I have to grab the CIB. The CIB probably weighs about 150 pounds or something like that, right? It's a heavy little son of a 2U unit. So I had to convince someone to let me into the Secure Corp server room, and then point out my server. I hope MSIT isn't listening right now.
Or in the room.
and removed the server, decabled it, shut it down, everything else like that. Brought it over to the thing. Trying to carry that thing is not exactly easy, right? It's a big awkward kind of carry, and then the server rooms are badge coded, so I have to get my badge to be able to open up the door.
Right.
And I can't I'm trying to balance it on one leg and get my hip over towards where the badge is, and guess who walked by?
Who?
Googs.
Our VP.
Steve Guggenheimer, the VP of our environment. He's like, here, let me get that for you. Yeah, he's a big guy, plays rugby. So he just grabs the box and hangs on to it. I'm like, thanks, man. I open it up, and I'm like, and I said the exact same joke. I said, man, provisioning a server in Azure is sure a hell of a lot easier than this one. And he's like, no shit. Oops, I guess that should have been me.
Hey,
I just realized this is a family-friendly.
It's a family show. Look at Sean, though, says he's in I believe that's process that he tried to get in.
Process.
Or process. Buying new SANs, and he can't believe how expensive 10 gig Ethernet switches are. He's looking at a Dell Force 1048 port.
Dude.
110 GBE, $10,000 each, and he needs 2.
Sean, I will say that's actually a pretty darn good price. I was trying to price out those Dells.
Yeah.
That's the new N-series switch, I think they are. Used to be an 8164, 8124. That is actually a pretty good price for 10 grand. But you do, unfortunately, need to have an awful lot of them for 48 ports. Because I managed to also procure some new switching hardware as well. I convinced the powers that be to have the budget, because apparently there is a budget for hardware. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
There is. I've been trying to borrow stuff forever, but there's actually some money that you can use to buy stuff with. And it's not putting it on the Amex card. I got in trouble for that one.
That's against policy.
Yeah, it's not definitely against policy. But they actually have, I priced out a very economical switching option. It is. I would not call it enterprise grade, so I would not recommend it for Mr. Sean Lowe. But I've got a nice small 12-port Netgear of all manufacturers. Small business consumer grade, if you will, 10 gig E switch. Because you know I'm upgrading my house to 10 gig E now that I have the pricing on the switch. So I'm getting like a 12-port switch for, I think, I want to say $1,000.
J-Shock wants to know, why not go InfiniBand instead of GBE?
For me, it's just the fact that it is simple cables. Simplified cables, no special connectors and all the weird stuff like InfiniBand and Mellanox and sort of stuff. It's just Cat6e cabling.
Yeah.
Although a good friend of mine, Mr. HOL Systems, has informed me that normally when things fail in the data center and you're running 6E
Cat6e. Yes.
The cables burn out.
They burn out?
Yeah. Whenever there's a problem, nine times out of ten.
Nine
times out of ten, that's something to do with your 6E cabling.
Wow.
So he said, get double the number of patches you need.
Great.
So patch and switch, great. Better remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Frederick's joined us.
Nice. From across the pond.
Yeah. So welcome. What have I done in the trenches? I've done a lot of in the trenches.
You've been traveling. No, you
did. Well, I did. I did. I went to the Hollywoods again. Shot a little bit of video.
Nice.
For a little, we have a small little developer conference occurring next week.
I think it's a relatively small one.
Yeah, relatively small.
It's not big enough for us to record there live, so it obviously can't be
Channel
that important.
Channel 9 is doing it, but we're not.
Patch and Switch isn't there.
Well, that's true. Well, it's also because that's an off week for the Patch and Switch show.
Yes.
Which is why we're not doing it. Anyway, yeah, did a little video. It's a really cool video. Yeah. I'll post the link once it goes live. I haven't even seen a final edit, which I believe we're supposed to get back sometime before Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Which is nice because the conference
is next week.
Yeah. At any rate, so I've also been building lab.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been building demos for a session at TechEd.
Now, that session, what session is that?
It's a two-part session.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the subject of the two-part session?
It's basically kind of leveling up your skills.
Oh, okay.
For you being an IT. Frederick's listening from the car. Frederick, don't chat in the chat room while you're driving.
He's about to say, I hope he's parked.
At any rate, I've been building demos. So I started out and I built a 2003 box.
You know, that's almost out of service,
You know what's really crazy is that I actually remembered the exact keystroke flow to do a 2003 install without even having to look at the screen.
Enter, enter, left, enter, enter, up,
yes,
up, enter,
exactly.
I think we all had that. That was automation in the old days, boys and girls. Or this newfangled power cell stuff.
Yeah. Then I realized that wasn't going to work.
Why?
Well, what I was trying to do actually required having a 2012 domain controller in the environment, and the 2012 machine had to come up first. I just overcomplicated things. At any rate, so I decided, let's just skip the 2003 thing. We've done the migration from 2003 to 2008 R2 or 2012. We've done that in previous sessions. It's all recorded. It's all up there. So
yep.
Let's just jump to 2008.
Okay.
And so I've been building a lot of 2008 machines and actually did the full-on, hey, let's test your DR scenario that's been recommended to me by Mark Morrow. We'll just cut it at that because I can't say the entire last part.
PFE guy, Mark.
And chatted with him for a while. So I've actually can you believe this? We're 7 weeks away from TechEd North America, and I actually am building demos for a session 7 weeks away.
That's awesome because normally we build them much closer.
Like 7 hours.
7 hours. Or, you know, trying to troubleshoot someone else's demos.
The good
thing is we know these demos are going to work. But the guy that built those demos for us, he doesn't listen to this because he's in the Southern Hemisphere anyway. So
yeah. So anyway, that's kind of what I've been up to from the trenches. I'm just building demos, doing DR restores of domain controllers.
Because I built another CIB for you to be able to use for that whenever you're
you
ready.
You did?
I did.
Oh, so were you planning on giving me access
to
it?
I guess I need
to
send you those credentials. It's been ready since Friday.
Well.
As in last Friday.
Yeah, which is actually when I started working on all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know that I get to redo it all and replicate it.
Hey, it's good testing.
Okay. That's from the trenches. Beer money, you done any tech support for the neighbors, the friends, the family, other strangers that hit you up on the road? You're driving down in the Switchmobile, and they pull you over and ask IT questions.
No, but
why does the coffee cup holder keep closing?
a funny IT pro related one that actually came across the Twitters once. I think it was yesterday. I forget who the heck said it. It was probably a retweet. But an IT guy sits down in the dentist chair. The dentist guy asks him, so you've been flossing your teeth recently? And the guy says, no, I haven't. Have you been backing up your data recently? You know, two things no one wants to do, back up their data and floss their teeth.
I get it. It just wasn't funny.
I know. It's just, I thought it was quite humorous.
Well, of course you did.
I did. I thought it was quite humorous.
Hey, look at Cy Monster outside the window.
Oh, maybe he was listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely. He's coming over here going, why is it that you think of it? I broke the sand.
I swear it was him.
Hey, look, the Gadget finally showed up.
He's late.
Yeah, oh Harjit, you're late. That's three demerits. Three demerits.
So, no, honestly, tech support-wise, I'm having it. Well, I need better tech support for myself, actually, because I'm having an issue right now with I haven't narrowed it down on my quote-unquote gaming Dell laptop. If it is a video driver issue, or if it's a software application issue, or memory issue with regards to machines just magically blanking out the screen. So,
still working on that issue.
Still, you know, I haven't had any time to freaking look at it at all. It's nuts. None.
When I was in the Hollyweirds,
yeah,
I actually had the opportunity to go down and purchase a Surface Pro 2, 256 gig, 8 gig of RAM version.
Nice.
The last one they actually had in the Hollyweird store. They found it kind of interesting. They found it. So they have this concept of a Microsoft store inside of Best Buy. I don't know if you've seen this.
Store within a store.
Correct. And the Microsoft store guy was like, you guys are really from Microsoft.
They have Jelly Bean shirts on?
They do.
Okay.
They do. They have the Jelly
Bean. Do you know those
Skittles.
Are restricted?
It's not Jelly Bean.
Do you know those
Skittles.
Are restricted? Skittles?
Skittle shirts.
They're,
yes.
But they're restricted.
They are.
You can't borrow them. You can't. We tried to do that once for a shoot, and they would not give us one.
I wouldn't either.
It's like, I think they're about as closely regarded as trying to steal one of the Apple Genius shirts or something like that. They're worried about impersonation.
Yes, I'd worried about that with you around.
So,
too.
So the,
at any rate, I had to purchase the
little Skittle was impressed that you were buying a Surface.
Yeah,
that you were from
Microsoft. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It was kind of a it was a gift. That we were giving somebody. And I actually got to configure the thing and got it all set up, kind of personalized it a little bit along with management, of course, the administrative overhead that I was traveling with, and actually got to show it to somebody who is not traditionally a Windows person and geeked out with them a little bit, geeked out with the Surface Music Project. It was actually really kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
Those are the kind of tech support things I love doing.
Did he have one of the fancy blades?
Yes, I actually brought one of the Surface Music Project blades
nice.
With me.
Nice.
And actually, I believe that's now called Remix Project.
Yeah?
Or the Surface Remix. I want to get the branding correct.
So you can actually buy those now?
No.
Still not?
Still not available. However, I know a guy who knows a guy who found a truck.
And, yeah, and it's off the back of the truck. And
it's down on 130.
It actually wasn't a truck. It was a Prius because they're so small. Do you get Priuses?
It's a Nissan Leaf.
It's a Nissan Leaf.
That's all you see here.
There's definitely a lot of Leafs.
Yes, there is.
You know it wasn't San Francisco because it would be the Teslas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do they make a Tesla sport utility vehicle?
I don't think so. No, kind of goes against.
When they do, I think I might buy one.
Okay.
I like my sport utility vehicles.
Hey, it looks like MacGyjit or Harjit actually picked up a Dell Venue 8 as a supplemental device based on. Now I don't understand this. Based on your recommendation, you don't even freaking have one.
I used to.
You never took it out of the box, dude.
No, I totally did.
I had it.
I used it. I used it for a while.
And then Scott gets all the credit. I've been talking about this device since Christmas.
Some people have more influence than others, I guess. Someone's a little jealous.
Two more demerits. All right.
I only get five to start with. What am I down to now?
No. That was for Harjit.
Oh,
more
okay.
Demerits. Yeah.
I thought I was already in the negatives.
No.
With you.
At any rate, love that device. I really do love that device. Though I have been playing around with. There's a device I'm going to be using for a demo with the HP 8-inch, which is really nice. As well.
See, my current one that I'm lusting after is the Lenovo tablet, not the Mix, not the the consumer one they're all crazy about at CES. It's the business one.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to get,
yeah.
I think. It starts at 64 gig storage. It goes up from there. But
I mean, I'll tell you this. In my flights to and fro, the Hollyweirds, I watched I've been obsessed with the House of Cards Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey, brilliant. I was watching it pretty much constantly from the time I sat down in my seat because it's a device that I don't actually have to turn off.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even think I used maybe a quarter of the battery on that flight. And on the flight back, we had one of those gnarly headwinds that we were flying into. So a 2.5 hour flight turns into 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Plus the time that you spend on the ground at LAX, which if you have ever flown into LAX, you spend about an hour just trying to take off.
I don't know if I've ever been to LAX.
Love
before.
It. And then the cool thing is that I get to use my VLC player. Because it is full pro Windows, right?
And
now,
I do
know that they do have the beta out of the VLC player and
for
the
RT.
Windows 8 store, but it's beta.
Yep. Right.
So yeah, at any rate, love it. Yes. It's fantastic. Fantastic device.
Nice. Well,
That's kind of how I've earned my beer money. Though I didn't earn any beer money showing off the device. I think I just earned a beer.
Nice.
But that's good too, right? That works.
Well, I'm glad the individual that you showed the Surface 2 was impressed with the 2.2.
Yes. Absolutely.
But we had
to show up in the video at that developer conference.
Oh, nice. So we had a little announcement that happened yesterday that I have yet to do any beer money work on. Was the release of Office for iPad.
Yeah.
And so that's a beer money project because there is one fruit device in my house.
And that belongs to my
significant other. And she does have an Office 365 subscription.
Oh.
So she would have the premium version of those apps if she decides to download them. You can get them for free in the App Store. They currently, as of last night, were 1, 2, and 3. I don't know if they still are because I don't have a fruit device to look. But Tim Cook actually gave Satya kudos on Twitter after they had the announce.
Oh, yeah?
Saying welcome to the App Store. Good stuff. So apparently from the Twitter streams that I've been seeing, people are impressed with them. They're working great. The freemium version means that if you do not have an Office 365 and you have documents on your device, you're able to view, read, and present those documents. But if you actually tie it to a OneNote subscription, or Office 365 subscription, thank you. You can tell I'm not a sales guy or a marketing guy. Then you get to have the full version of it, and you're all set to go.
Our friend Kyle Beckman, who is not in the chat room, has tweeted that he is at the ATL Smug meeting. And he's missing the show. Again, I have to question his priorities.
I know. Oh, wait, is Rigsby here today? I can't even see.
No,
he's not here?
I've not seen Rigsby.
Hang on a second. That's for Rigsby's earphones.
Oh, okay. All right.
He likes to listen to the show with earphones.
Yeah, and at earphones. High volume.
Headphones.
You got
the phonograph
shout
going.
Shout out to Kyle, because you're missing the show, but you're going to listen to it on replay.
Nice.
And I expect a tweet to the Patch and Switch show, at Patch and Switch, after you listen to the show. At any rate.
I think we're up to, 14 followers on that account.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. We might actually get verified with that.
Yeah.
Hey, the next segment is random spending.
Well, I will say that my random spending that I did not spend my own money is probably the best.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. It's the polished mess of this show.
The tightest produced show on internet radio.
It is. You can set a clock to this, man. We're so in sync right now. So my thing is I'm just so excited because that CIB that I managed to repurpose, that was a freebie to be able to get things working again. But it's the 10 gig switch. That's my purchase, I'm going to say, even though it hasn't happened yet.
But that's not like a personal purchase.
A personal purchase?
Yes.
But it's even better than a personal purchase because it is a I.O. purchase.
J-Shock wants to know if Patch and Switch is the new NSYNC.
I think we're more like Milli Vanilli myself. We're sitting here lip syncing right now.
I think it's more the back office boys.
The back office boys.
Yeah, there's the Backstreet Boys, now it's the back office boys.
New server on the rack? I don't know. We could just go on forever and ever with Bad Boy.
Phoebe Merlin hasn't seen our dance moves, nor do I think nor do I think she ever wants to.
No. No. You don't want to see us on the dance floor. Totally. Like this Netgear 12-port switch.
Yes.
I want to save for about $1,000 and change. And then I'm getting 7 dual port Intel 10 gig switches. Network cards.
I'm sorry, but Arjit just asked if you guys twerk.
That's just wrong.
That is completely wrong.
That's just wrong. We're not even going there. This was an office-safe podcast until I dropped the S word. So maybe we're destined. This is the show to go into the gutter or something.
Get it. I really need a mental image cleanup on aisle 4. Please.
Yes,
thank
please.
Target.
Here.
Yeah,
there we go. Round 2.
Back to the show.
So 12-port switch plus a dozen cables and 7 dual-port NICs that are available, all for the nice tidy sum of just under $6,000, I do believe, for everything. So I'm very impressed. I can't wait to order it. And I'll be installing it as a dedicated storage network between the different systems, which would make it so that we're good to go for storage. You don't care because you're not in the group anymore, but
No, I do care. I absolutely do.
But you'll be using the infrastructure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you mean I don't care?
And actually, I just recently, for the system I configured for you and for me to use for our tech ed sessions, we're using a LSI Synchro card as opposed to Storage Spaces to be able to do some work. And so this is a hardware accelerated.
So why?
Well, the reason why is because it's hardware accelerated, so it's slightly faster. But I'm testing their hybrid cache capabilities on the card. So with Storage Spaces, you can obviously do hybrid caching with mixed media type of storage space configured with SSD and spindle. This one allows you to do it as well, but it's at the hardware level, and I have no idea how good it is or how the logic moves stuff around or whatever it is, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Well, let's test it out.
Yeah, it's, you know, what better to do than test in front of, you know, 15 people at a tech ed session if this works or not.
J-Shock wants to know if the Bellevue Brewing Company takes hybrid cash.
I don't know. They will do hybrid beer, though. They will mix beer. So you can get like a dark and a light mixed together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a black and tan.
Yeah. Sean Lowe was looking at the Cisco SG500XGAF. AT, which is only around $4,500, but it does not allow for growth. It's,
I was about to say,
switch.
Yeah, that one there's, how many ports are on that one there? That's not the 48 port, I don't think.
I'm not sure.
Because how can you, well, I guess growth in 48 ports. Normally you just have to gang those guys together with a backplane or something like that.
Yeah. Myself, I've actually purchased a solid state drive to be used in the demo test build environment.
Oh, yeah?
And
what'd you pay for it? How big is it and what brand?
It's 256 GBs.
GBs.
Yes. I believe it's a Kingston. And the reason for that is that that happens to be the standard, version.
The standard MSIT approved version.
Yes. I have an OCZ in the machine as well. Which
I like how you said Z.
Yeah.
Just for me.
Just for you.
Just for me.
And also for, those
other Canadians. I think Sean.
Well,
Sean,
other not American people. The older OCZs, as Jay Shock says, he's not a fan. The older OCZs have actually been rock solid for me. But this, again, these were purchased when those drives first came out.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, I probably fought for 30, 45 minutes just trying to get the damn thing seated in the case because they've done all the nice, slick cable management, all nice and pretty.
Yeah.
And the only way I could actually slide out the drive bay to get this thing in is to basically pull the motherboard out, which I didn't want to do. So I just kind of, it's literally like, I've just grabbed a roll of duct tape and just kind of mounted it that way.
I have been known to just rest drives inside drive bays and just put styrofoam.
Yep.
To keep them from moving.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably bored my system or something like that. I've definitely done that before as a nice, easy way to do it. I don't recommend that for a server install. It would not.
Inside the rack, just styrofoam? No, that doesn't work?
You got to tie them down. You got to tie them down. So the spending-wise, I guess I have one more thing. I saw there was an announcement on Windows Phone site a little while ago saying there is a daily deal available for Qi chargers. Qi chargers, the wireless chargers?
Yeah.
The Nokia wireless chargers were on sale, flat ones that you could use. They were on sale for like $20 or $25. So I bought two of them.
That's why,
in case you're looking at me right now, I'm sporting the slender case as opposed to the camera grip case on my phone.
Yeah.
Because this is the NFC charging capable Qi charger.
Yeah.
So it's not NFC. It's just wireless charging.
Which is done via NFC.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
My phone has that capability, and I've just started to miss.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that. Yeah, random D.
Random bells going random off bells. Here all of a sudden.
I think you leaned on your keyboard. Yeah, you're trying to do that again, aren't you? All right, anyway, I've been looking at those, but a deal I found yesterday. Quit leaning on the keyboard.
I like playing bells.
Posture.
Sorry.
Is on actually, I saw it yesterday, one of the home shopping online things had a deal for the 925. If you're on the T-Mobiles, it's $199.
Wow.
Yeah, unlock. Well,
seriously?
I mean, no contract, right? So, yeah.
Crap, man.
Yeah.
I should get that.
I'm thinking about getting one just to have as a spare.
Yeah.
Because you never know when.
Because there is rumors that AT&T phones that are brought over to T-Mobile are not supported for data roaming when you leave the country. So I'm going to be leaving the country in about a week's time, and I don't know if I'm going to have data or not. Damn. I'm not going to be able
to investigate that. You can get it in time.
I can't. How can I get it in time?
Overnight.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
They don't ship on Saturdays. I can't buy it right now.
Ship it to your
hotel. I don't know where I'm staying.
You don't know where you're staying in San Francisco?
I think it's the Hilton. I don't know. But I can get stuff delivered to the hotel?
Yeah.
Why has no one ever told me this before?
I think I've told you this several times.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know they had the technology to do that.
Yes.
How do they find you?
Yes. You.
How do I don't know what my room number is. How do you do it?
And it goes to the front desk.
Really?
You may want to call the hotel and
tell them ahead of time.
Got a package coming ahead of time. TV Merlin, you can get lots of things delivered to your hotel. Family show. You can get lots of things. You can get pizzas.
Yes.
Sandwiches.
Buckets of beer. Yes.
Vodkas.
I've never tried vodkas.
You can get the vodkas delivered to your room in the right hotel.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
If they don't already have the vodkas in the room. You should look at this. And you may be able to even get it overnight. When do you head to the Bay Area? Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay. You might actually be able to even get it here on time.
Now, I wonder if my significant other would be upset with me that I'm buying a phone after I bought this phone full price.
Well, okay.
Especially with new phones coming out.
Well, I understand that, but you do need to be in contact.
I do.
When you're in the South Africas.
Yeah, that is true. You know, actually, we're going to be in a bit of a bind because there's a scheduled show that's going to be taking place while I'm in the bush in South Africa, actually.
Yes, I know. I was actually going to talk to you about this before we left the show. And anyway, we finished with random spending, and now we're on to what's the next segment? The final segment.
Normally it's naming, I guess.
We've got plenty of time. We can talk about this because we have – oh, Sean Lowe, his hotel has free happy hour in Houston.
So we're all going to Sean's hotel for free happy hour.
There. Yeah. At any rate, Esposito says going to South Africa, awesome. Lived in Cape Town for a year. Harjit, where the heck are you going?
I'm going to South Africa.
You're going to South Africa to do
what? I'm going to Johannesburg.
Yes.
And then I'm going to be going out into a game reserve for a period of time. I think it's a week. And I'm actually working.
So when
you're talking about the cloud
game reserve, is this when we're supposed to be doing the show?
Yes. But technically, I think I'll be home by then, back in Johannesburg, because the boot camps wrap up on Friday. So I think
it would
the
be Saturday, right?
Carry the 12, bring it over.
So it would be
I
like Saturday like night, right? Are you doing the show?
I think so, yeah. So I think I'll be back in the hotel. Is there like a website I can go to that can tell me the time and difference?
Yeah.
What time?
Harjit says, careful their patch. Wild animals love Canadians.
That is very true because we all have maple syrup in our blood. He's been posting some awesome pictures.
Yeah.
In
J-Shock pictures, old game cartridges running around the plane.
Nice.
Sorry.
So my problem with going to South Africa
invaders.
I was going to be doing some mountain biking, and all I can think of is the mountain biking video of the two guys mountain biking down a trail, and then the guy in front getting taken out by an antelope. Did you see that video?
Yes.
So he's like, smash, boom. That would be me.
Sean Lowe says at $330 a night, he's taking advantage of free happy hour. So I guess that means with the free happy hour and the amount that you consume, your room is actually only costing you about $100 a night.
Right.
If it's anything less than that, or anything more than that, I'm disappointed in you.
So apparently, current time in South Africa right now is 6:40 p.m. 6:40 p.m. So that would mean it's still Friday, though. So this would be a Friday evening that I'd be dialing in.
So you will be on the show next.
I think so.
The next episode.
But I probably will have a couple of beer by that point.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, you know, if not, I'm going to reach out and get a special guest host in.
Yeah?
If I can't get to you.
I hear J-Shock's always available, but I think he's upped his rates now that he's a blue badge.
You know what? The problem I have with J-Shock is he always forgets about the show and schedules other meetings.
I know. He works for MSIT now, so he's busy. He apparently actually works through his lunches now, too. He's just recently had to go and block off his lunch hours, so no one disturbs him during those times. But, yeah, well, I don't know. You could ask. I don't know if he'd do it because, you know, he did dial in the last time, and it worked. So I don't mind dialing in, but...
I'm not sure
if you're trying to replace
me, we'll take a look.
Yeah, well, do the official ask for the rider and see what comes back with.
Yeah, I will, absolutely. I will.
Now, so 6:40, it's still Friday. It's Friday evening right now.
Oh, J-Shock has actually booked everything off. He calls it webinar.
Oh, the patch and switch webinar. Today, we will learn about 10 gig e-switches versus Mellanox controllers. That's interesting. I like that. That's a very handy website.
Yes, absolutely. Harjit says he could be a co-host with a cool Canadianized Indian accent.
Nice.
That would be interesting as well. And we should take a look at that if you're not available. At any rate, it's, even though you may not be available, we should name the show.
I was about to say, I think our newest member, D.V. Merlin, should give us the first word of the show. So if you're listening still and haven't fallen asleep yet or got pulled away into other IT duties, you're welcome to give us a single word that is WorkSafe appropriate for what we're going to be calling the show. And
Stevie Merlin has gone to sleep.
I don't know. She's typed something just recently.
Oh, okay.
And maybe we should follow that up and do another check with and Cheryl McGuire could do the second word. What do you think?
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
This is us actually checking to see if they're still listening is what this is.
Stevie Merlin says backup.
Backup.
Backup. Cheryl, okay. You're up next.
I'm taking the notes right now, so I don't forget. Backup.
Firing
up my notepad. Do you think she's typing? I don't know.
Yep, she's typing.
Oh,
she's
she is?
Typing, yes.
How do you know she's typing?
Because she was in
the little smiley face goes away.
Yes.
With the ZZZ on it.
Yes, with the ZZZ.
I didn't know that. Hang on,
guys. Okay, excuse me. The violin player just snapped me with his...
We got to get a bigger room to fit the band in here. It's just too small.
I know.
See?
I know.
You're starting. She's amazed that she's typing, but we're waiting for the word. Is the word wow? Like,
yeah, I think it's wow.
Okay. Back up. Wow.
Let's go with what Harjit said, minions.
Minions. Back up. Wow, minions.
Hey, I want to thank Cheryl, D.V. Merlin, Inspizito, Fire Killer, Frederick, J-Shock, as always, McGuigent, Scott Ledwig, and Sean Lowe. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Hopefully the Switch boy over there will be there.
We'll figure something out, I think. Figure something out. Even if the powers of the internet, it could possibly work. You have to go buy that 925.
Exactly. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to another episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Have a weekend, everybody.